Good morning, Gerard. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're okay. Hey, how much thought did you give this week once the NFL started laying down the law to walking away from your five-year, $19 million contract and retiring like James Harrison?
No thought at all.
None at all?
None at all. Great job. And you just have to... You have to change the way you play a little bit.
Did everybody in the locker room laugh when they heard James was threatening to walk away from $51 million?
Not really. You know, we didn't really even talk about it, to be honest with you. We knew he was going to continue to play, and you know, he's a great football player.
Have you seen the NFL-mandated video of what's legal and what's not legal that was sent to all 32 teams? And if you have, did you learn anything new?
We have seen it, and we didn't really learn anything new. We knew pretty much. You know, not to launch, not to lead with your head and things like that. So, didn't learn anything too new.
Well, you said you're going to play a little differently. Do you have specific things in mind, Gerard, that you'll do differently this Sunday from last Sunday?
You got to kind of target, like center mass, you know, per se, on a receiver or something like that instead of going. You know, because sometimes the receiver drops his head anyway once he catches the ball to try to protect himself. So it's kind of hard hitting a moving target when you're running full speed, he's running full speed. So, you know, kind of got to aim a little lower now.
Does that make your job more difficult or is it pretty simple?
Well, I don't think it makes it more difficult. I think it'll be an easy adjustment for everybody. And hopefully this weekend we won't see too many fines, too many suspensions.
If Gates is out for San Diego this weekend, and we don't know yet whether he will or will not be, does your job change? Your job?
I wouldn't say that. You know, Gates is an excellent player, and that's going to be a team effort if he does play to try to slow that guy down. So if he doesn't play, you know, it'll be a benefit for us. But if he does play, it'll be a team effort.
Hey, it's no secret, because if I know it, it can't be a secret, that the Chargers' Philip Rivers is one of the deep threats in the National Football League. He and Schottenheimer like to stretch the field. Does that change what your role and responsibility is when they're more of a vertical team than a dink and dunk team passing-wise?
Really, that's the back end. You know, we have to try to get on Sproles underneath and get on those running backs underneath. But I remember last time we went out there, those guys had four huge plays against us, you know, bombs, and they killed us. That
right.
was our rookie year. But you know, hopefully we can get that stopped this year and come out with a victory.
Is it a tough trip? Obviously, you know, the weather's going to be good, and you have a little time to adjust. I know you're not concerned with this, but the Chargers are favored. They're in last place out there. They're favored over you.
Well, they're good at home. They stink on the road.
I guess it's a home field thing. What is the big difference? What is the specific problem you have going on the road, going out there?
You know, like you said, that Chargers team is like night and day. You know, that home team is great. They've beaten both opponents by like four touchdowns, I think. I know they killed Arizona, you know, killed the other team, but it's a tough trip. It's a six-hour flight, and, you know, that's why we're leaving out a day early. We're leaving out today. Hopefully get over there to adjust to the time schedule and get used to everything.
So what do you do on the flight? Are you a sleeper? Do you listen to music? Do you play cards? What? How do you use up the 6 hours?
I watch a couple movies, go through the playbook, and sleep a little bit. That's a lot to do. 6 hours is a long time.
Hey, Gerard, the commissioner yesterday was talking about padding and all the equipment that is issued and expected that players wear in the National Football League. Of all the stuff that's available for you to wear, do you wear all of it?
Yeah, I wear everything. I wear thigh pads, knee pads, my mouthpiece. You know, what other padding is there? I don't know.
You wear a cup?
I don't wear a cup. Mm-hmm. I don't wear a cup. You rarely get hit. You rarely get hit there.
Yeah, but rarely is enough, isn't it?
Yeah, I have been hit there a couple times, though. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen, but, I don't wear one.
Belichick was asked this week, what makes you good, what makes you effective, why are you registering 16, 18, 19 tackles per game? And in his usual Bill Belichick style, he didn't really expound upon what it is that makes you good. Are you a golfer, Gerard?
Am I a golfer?
Golfer, yes.
As a matter of fact, Vince Wilfork has been trying to teach me that game for 2 years now.
How's it going?
It's a difficult game. You know, the muscles and things like that don't mean anything in golf.
No. All right, so
I'm still trying to learn.
So you would get this. If I ask you what kind of golfer, what your strong point as a golfer was, you'd say, you know, I drive the ball accurately, or I have a great short game, or I'm a good putter. Make that analogy to a football player. What is the strong point of what it is you do? Because I didn't get it when Belichick answered that question. What is your strong point as a linebacker, Gerard?
I think my strong point as a linebacker is just being able to diagnose plays and sift through traffic and just make the tackle. you know, to be honest with you. Some people can't really diagnose the players fast enough, and, you know, they'll be a step behind or something like that. So I think that's my strong suit.
And does diagnose the plays mean you go to where the running back is going to be?
Right. I feel like sometimes I'm the running back on the defensive side of the ball, trying to find the open hole, you know. Sometimes if you watch the game last week, Ray Rice and I were playing pickaboo back there, trying to find the open hole, see where he was going, then I would pop up, then he'll go the other way, and, you know, it's a game.
So your reads are just a mirror image of the running back's reads?
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Hey, but Vince Wilfork said earlier this week that the hit, Merriweather's hit on Heap sparked the defense, gave you a little spark. Did you feel it out there, Gerard? Did you think that hit kind of gave the defense a boost?
You know, I wouldn't say it gave us a spark, but at the same time, it did kind of It kind of kept them out the middle of the field, and that's what we needed. You know, he was having a pretty good game, and the Baltimore Ravens were moving the ball pretty well in the first half, and that hit kind of, you know, changed the game a little bit. Yeah, I was there.
Gerard, final question for me: old habits are hard to break. Do you suspect somebody in the National Football League, either on Sunday or Monday night, is going to violate the new rule and find himself suspended early next week?
I think so. I think it'll take a little time to adjust to the new rules, and I think we'll get a suspension this week somewhere.
Gerard, thanks for the time. Have a safe flight, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.